Okay, Shawnee Vetter, please have a seat at this table. John Smith, please have a seat at this table. And Mr. Smith has pointed out in his responsive pleadings that his name is not John Smith Goatherd, and he's not gone by that name. Is that correct, Mr. Smith?
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize for being late. I had a paper jam problem, okay. And I had a lot of documents.
And appreciate the fact that you called. Ms. Both parties may be seated. Well, Ms. Vetter, while you're standing, let me place you under oath. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Go ahead and be seated. Ms. Vetter, is your burden of proof that Mr. Smith engaged in acts of unlawful harassment?
Your Honor, there's some preliminary matters.
Sir,
if I could.
Do not interrupt me, please.
Okay.
It is your burden of proof that acts of unlawful harassment occurred as defined by RCW 1014. I read your petition carefully. Before I even read Mr. Smith's response, I was confused what you were saying he did. This court has no issues over copyright issues. We have no jurisdiction over it. I can't address those issues. District court has no jurisdiction over libel and slander, if that's what you're saying he engaged in. This is a court of limited jurisdiction, and I'm going to ask you to state shortly and succinctly what you believe he did that constitutes unlawful harassment, not what other laws he might have violated, but what constitutes unlawful harassment.
Okay. I have some papers
I looked at. Now, I'm asking you to state clearly, shortly, and succinctly what you believe constitutes unlawful harassment.
I told him not to contact me in any way, and yet he's come out to my house and trespassed. I've asked him not to send me email, and yet he continuously sends me email. He is also making horrible, slanderous accusations against me in public, which are harassing and are designed to, if not harm my physical health, then harm my mental health. And let's see. I've also unwanted phone calls to my house. And this continued even after I applied for the order. I received, the day before yesterday, 6 unwanted emails.
And how do you know they are from him?
Because they're addressed from him. I have one of them here that he sent this. I have a copy for each of you.
Okay, if you'll hand it to my clerk for marking for exhibits, and you can hand Mr. Smith a copy.
I'd like to object for the record.
And your objection's noted.
Can I characterize what the objection is?
Briefly. You have a way with words, and I want you to be brief.
I understand. There are some critical preliminary matters or motions that needed to be heard, and I have never had an opportunity to present those to the court prior to Ms. Vetter's testimony.
Well, I read all of your documents that you filed, and I think
I would like a ruling on both the RCW 4.24.525, the anti-SLAPP matter.
I'm not going to be manipulated and sent around. I've indicated that this is narrowly defined, the unlawful harassment as defined by RCW 10.14, and that is what we are addressing. I am not going to address issues that this court does not have jurisdiction over, and I know the petitioner has presented some issues that this court has no jurisdiction over, and I can't assist her in those and won't assist her in those. I have no jurisdiction.
I have one other piece of paper, too, which just highlights the laws and how they apply.
Okay, now, when I look at exhibit number one, how do I know what is from Mr. Smith? And
that's his email address there.
Okay, is the entire document from Mr. Smith?
Yes, it is, and it was designed to intimidate me into not coming here today.
I don't believe I've seen it, Your Honor.
She said that she just handed you a copy.
I don't even know what she's referring to.
Well, she made a courtesy copy for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was this sent directly to you or just sent to a group mail?
It was sent to a large email list composed of members of the community, myself included, and it's saying that he's going to post all of the results of any court hearings today on his public website.
And how is that harassment?
Well, under RCW 9A.46.020, it is the intent of Chapter 27, Law of 1999, to clarify that electronic communications are included in the types of conduct and actions that can constitute crimes of harassment and stalking. It is not the intent of the legislature, by adoption of Chapter 27, Laws of 1999, to restrict in any way the types of conduct or actions that can constitute harassment or stalking. And in that, he is implying that I have vandalized government offices in Olympia. He's saying that I've poisoned his goats and that I've smashed his mailbox.
Is your name in here anywhere?
This is defamation. No, but our court order is in there. The court number, he's put that in there. So that makes it very clear that he is talking about me. It's about the fifth paragraph down. It's in the paragraph that's been put in yellow parentheses and highlighted. Mm-hmm. And I do have the copy of the RCW if you would like it.
Hand it to my clerk.
Okay. This one's for you as well. And then it also states under here that so malicious, the person is guilty of harassment if, in Article 4, they maliciously do any other act which is intended to substantially harm the person, threaten or another with respect to his or her physical or mental health or safety. And I feel very threatened. I've been having panic attacks since this started.
What has he said or done specifically to you that under RCW 10.14 constitutes unlawful harassment?
He's come to my house.
When did he come to your house?
I have a picture of that, too. I'll give it to
you. When did he come to your house?
He came to my house on November 15th at 4 p.m.
I'm going to object to the picture being submitted. I don't have a copy of it.
You're not entitled to a copy. You may view the copy that's being submitted.
Okay.
If you'll hand it to the clerk, she'll mark it as an exhibit.
I would like to view it.
And that was after I had made it clear to him I wanted no contact with him whatsoever. And I have a no trespassing sign on my property, so he was also trespassing.
Thank you.
You leave it up here, Mr. Smith.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the constant emails after I told him not to send me emails threatening to sue me for $10,000 for attempting to get an anti-harassment order against him. And also, Your Honor, if you feel this doesn't rise to the level of an anti-harassment order, I would be pleased if you would rule for a no-contact order. I just want this harassment to end.
Okay, now on, you say you came to your property on November 14th around 4 p.m., but the time and the date on the photograph are different.
So the date was the 11th, wasn't it, on there?
It says 11/15/10.
Okay, the 15th, the date, the time is wrong because my camera had not been set for daylight savings time. It hadn't fallen back yet for daylight savings time, so it says 5. But he was actually there at 4.
What did he do?
He left wilted flowers on my post, and he did not, and he was trespassing, because I have a no trespassing sign, and he knew his presence was unwelcome. And exactly 1 week prior to that, he called my house, inviting me out to dinner, and he knew that I wanted no contact with him whatsoever. And this behavior is very bizarre. I'm a married woman, and he's a married man. He's leaving me flowers and inviting me out to dinner when he knows he is not welcome in my life in any way, shape, or form.
Now, you filed a number of apparently emails, and
that was all on his blog, and that was That's not really.
Well, that was his blog. That was his private.
That's his website. It's a public website.
Do you have copies of the emails you say that he sent to you?
No, other than the one from the Noah Dodge list, because I had him in my kill filter, but he copied emails in there that I sent to him, telling him, leave me alone, do not email me, I want nothing to do with you. And he actually copied those and put them on his webpage, and that is the main reason I submitted that, to show the proof that I had made it very clear to him that I wanted nothing to do with him, and yet he still came out to my house, called me on the phone, sent me emails.
And what did he say in the emails that he sent to you?
He's going to sue me for $10,000 if I dare to come in here today. That his stealing of my pictures is fair use and
rejection.
And let's see, my bullet points again, so I don't get distracted. And he's posted, I built up a safety barrier for myself on the internet by using nom de plumes. And he has cyberstalked me, found all of them, and exposed all of them, and completely destroyed my safety barrier on the internet.
And how do you know that he did that?
Because he has posted every email address he believes is mine. He has posted stuff from an old website I used to own. He has pointed out that I have an ADA protected disability, and he's been using that to harass me. And said the posting in the public place that I've poisonous goats and vandalized government offices in Olympia is defamation. And that's not protected under constitutional speech.
Okay, now you included in here substantial information about you and about your apparently mental health issues.
No, he posted all of that.
Okay, well, you filed it with the court, and I'm trying to figure out how that comes into this. And
well, he's posting all of that to harass and upset me. And
okay, but how did they create it originally?
I had a website I had posted one message on. I run a support group, an online support group. I've ran it since 2001, I believe. And there was a post on there that had been put up, but I took it down. Someone else had copied it and posted it to a part of the internet. And then Mr. Smith, by cyberstalking me, dug that up and then reposted it for the whole world to see. And this was, I see this as harassment, and it's with an intent to harm my mental health.
Okay, so you put it to a site that was open to other people. Somebody else made a copy of it.
That's a risk. That was in 1998.
That's a risk with the internet.
Yeah, and I wasn't well at the time, so. But it shows that he's been stalking me by going back and finding things that were posted in 1998 and then deleted and then reposted elsewhere. He had to have done a lot of searching to have found that. So I've tried very hard to build up a safety barrier around myself on the internet. And I would ask, how was this supposed to help me, him posting all these things on the blog? How was that supposed to help me?
Briefly, do you have any questions for this witness?
Yes, but it wouldn't be brief, but extensive.
Well, Mr. Smith, I am limiting you to 5 minutes because you have a way of going on and on.
We have
a huge calendar this morning. So
I'm going to object to being limited to 5 minutes. She had a lot more than 5 minutes speaking here.
You're going to get some time to speak, too, but this you have to ask. You're wasting your time.
Okay.
You may ask some questions.
Yes. Maybe I could stand up and...
No, you'll be intimidating standing up. I think it'd be best if you...
I want to stand over there.
Okay, if you're standing over there, that's fine. But if you stand...
And you can present these to the witness. I'd like to present, first of all, Respondent's Exhibit Mark Number 12.
Well, the clerk will remark it as appropriate exhibit number.
Well, I could introduce them in a different order, but that's the way I have it.
Well, we're going to change the numbers, but you can introduce them in that order. That's fine. But
and then I'd like to present that, or have the clerk present that to Ms. Bader.
Okay, and this is exhibit number 4 now.
Do you recognize that photo?
No.
Is that you holding that camera, Shawnee?
Yes.
Okay. Who were you taking a picture of?
I was taking a picture of a group of protesters as part of a project for my documentary photography class at the college.
Were you taking a picture of me?
I do not know who I was taking a picture of. I don't believe so, because sitting on that corner, if I remember correctly, was a group of teenagers holding a sign that said, "The Dodge would kill a baby," or something like that. And they were smoking at the same time, so I thought it was rather bizarre. They were protesting air pollution while they were smoking, so I took that picture.
You take a lot of pictures in the community.
I'm a photographer.
You've taken pictures of me.
Yes.
You took a picture of me in the ante room of the court annex on the 13th, after Judge Amber Finley made a ruling on a motion for reconsideration.
And I took a picture of Jay Hupp, and I took a picture of Tom Dobson. I took a picture of another person who's sitting in this room.
I'm only asking you if you've been
documenting this.
Answer the question. He asked if you took a picture of Mr. Smith.
Did you attempt to?
No.
You didn't point your camera at me.
I pointed my camera at you, but I did not attempt to take a picture of you.
I see. And did you speak to me in a loud voice in front of a lot of people, telling me you didn't want to have anything to do with me?
Yes, I very publicly stated that I wanted nothing whatsoever to do with you.
Outside the ante room, did you run into me and try to push me off the sidewalk?
No.
You didn't touch me?
I touched your bag, which was blocking the sidewalk. You were blocking me from leaving the courtroom with your bag.
I'd like to ask the court to excuse any witnesses that may be called on to testify.
I'm not calling on any witnesses.
Well, I may be calling on some of the people here.
Request denied. Untimely.
Sure. Shawnee, you've told the court a story of how you're the victim. You say, I trespassed on your property. I'd like to submit some more exhibits. This one?
He marked as Exhibit 5.
This one?
That's Exhibit 6.
This one?
And Exhibit 7.
And this one?
And Exhibit 8.
May I see copies?
I'd like to present them to her one at a time, if I might.
The court will present them to her. You will not approach her.
Do you recognize that yard?
Of course, it's my yard.
It's your yard.
Mm-hmm.
The police ever visited your house?
Yes.
Why were they there?
Because this man was trespassing on my property. He was charged with 4 counts of trespassing, 4 counts.
Who are you referring to?
Oh, this man here. I caught him on my camera trespassing on my property, and he admitted that he'd been trying to steal my bicycle. He was charged with 4 counts of trespassing and 4 counts of attempted theft, but he had an outstanding warrant, so I don't think he stayed around for his court date.
Was the gentleman inside the fenced area there around your yard?
Not in this particular picture.
Was he there previously?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, did you say that I trespassed on your property?
Mm-hmm.
Was I in the fence, inside your fenced area?
You were on my driveway and you're right next to my car. It looks like you're actually looking in my car.
And I know that, did you post on your blog that somebody left you some flowers on your gatepost?
Mm-hmm. And then when I found out that it was him, I immediately took it down and I had a panic attack when I found out that it was him.
So you were panicked because somebody left you some flowers on your gatepost?
No, when I found out that it was you because...
You were panicked because I left you some flowers on the gatepost?
Indeed, that is bizarre behavior for a married man.
Shawnee, are you, do you have a handicap or disability?
Your Honor, do I have to answer that question?
I'm going to her state of mind and her judgment, Your Honor.
How is it relevant?
It's relevant because I'm going to lay the groundwork that this woman is mentally ill.
Mental ill people have the right to protection also.
Certainly, but whether they're being rational about the behavior of somebody being threatening goes to the heart of this matter.
Denied. The court will make the determine what the reasonable person standard is, and it's not based on whether or not she has a mental health issue. If she has a mental health issue and you're taking advantage of it, that is a problem. But
and that is what I feel is happening.
And the court will make the ultimate determination.
Well, I don't know how I can defend against this action reasonably when the petition was so nebulous and nonspecific. If anything, I should have a bill of particulars, but what I would like to do is my understanding is that this hearing is a show cause hearing, and if there are any issues that could make a difference between a fact-finding body that should be set over for that.
The petition, this is a fact-finding issue. The petitioner has the burden of proof.
This is a show cause hearing, right?
The petitioner has the burden of proof. It's not changing. Commissioner Adamson titled it a show cause, but it's still a petition for protection.
There's one other item I want to submit. Shawnee, you posted something on your blog yesterday, inviting people to come to the court today as a show of support for you. Is that right?
Yes, I did.
And didn't you state there that this has been a nightmare for your family, for your children?
I said this has been a nightmare for my family, yes.
And I noticed on the complaint, if it's as bad as you say, that you didn't include, you started to include your oldest daughter's name on there, and then you deleted all that.
Yes.
If this had been such a nightmare, why wouldn't you ask for a protection order for them too?
Because I knew that if I did that, you would have the full names and birthdays of my children, and I was afraid that you would immediately start harassing them if you had that information about my family.
The fact is that you and I used to be friends and post on each other's blogs, or at least I posted on yours with your permission, isn't that right?
That's what started all this, when you started using my blog to abuse other people, and I took your post down.
I abused other people. I criticized a political candidate for their position. Is that
Becky,
abuse?
You abused Becky Penoyer. You abused Tim Sheldon's wife. You abused Jane Roush.
How did I abuse these people?
By saying horrible things about them.
So if I say horrible things about people that are engaged in a political campaign, that's abusive in your mind?
Is Tim Sheldon's wife engaged in a political campaign? I don't think so.
Well, I think Tim Sheldon's wife has the right to speak to whoever she wants.
Mm-hmm. And
certainly didn't happen on your blog. But I'm not going to get in a debate here with you. What I want to bring out to the court's attention is that this is a retaliatory matter because you're frustrated over the copyright issues that you have raised here. Isn't that correct?
No, I feel that your theft of my pictures is another form of harassment. I am not pursuing the copyright issues at all. I just feel it's just yet another form of harassment.
But
because he knows how badly it upsets me. And,
and you've accused me of cyber-stalking.
Mm-hmm.
So these blogs, maybe you could characterize those for the court. I don't know how familiar the court is with blogs, but aren't these the equivalent of community newspapers that people participate in by contributing to?
You dug up things from 1998
that
no one should know about and posted every email address that you thought was mine.
How many aliases do you have?
I do my best to protect myself. And you've done your best to destroy my safety net.
How many aliases do you use?
I don't know.
Too many to count or keep track of?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm doing my best to protect myself.
Did you ever communicate with me or approach me? Weren't you the one that initiated these email exchanges or posts on blogs? And didn't you use aliases like Manhater?
Or Pinball Whiz?
Fair enough.
Alias. Do you use aliases?
Okay, he's asking you a question.
Yeah,
Answer his question.
Yes, I use aliases frequently.
Okay.
I'm trying to protect my safety on the internet.
And did you also use my name and criticize me on other forums on the web that I have never participated in, like, say, northwesthikers.net?
No, I posted on northwesthikers.net. Some dude, did not name him, is stealing my pictures. It was a photography forum, and I was asking other photographers for advice on the legality.
Didn't you?
They gave me some answers. Apparently, one of them must have contacted him. I posted a link to his website because he was taking the picture and distorting it and saying that was fair use. So I was asking other photographers, you know, is this fair use to steal my picture if he's distorting it? And I got the answer, and it was not fair use. And then he got a hold of that and added his own stuff into it and then posted it on his blog.
Excuse me. Didn't you direct these people to the website, the blog that you believed was mine?
Yes. I posted the link to the URL where mm-hmm. my picture was posted.
And you accused me of theft?
No, I said some dude is using my pictures. Exact words were some dude.
Okay. Last question. You're way over your 5 minutes now, so form your last question.
Shawnee, do you really feel that somebody trying to mollify you, as upset as you get to go out to dinner, haven't you been over to my house on several occasions? How many times have I been in your house? That's a two-part question. How many times have you and your family been in my home?
Twice. But that was before all this started.
Mm-hmm. And how many times have I been in your home?
I'm not sure. Once or twice.
You're not sure?
Once or twice. We were friends briefly, and then when he started abusing people on my blog, I took away his posting privileges on my blog, and everything he's done since then has been to retaliate against me for taking away his posting privileges from my blog.
Okay. I'd like to call the witness on direct after while I'm presenting my case.
I'll reserve on that.
I'm sorry.
Okay, may I have the exhibits back?
Do I need to do
something? The marked exhibits, the photos.
Oh, you want these back? Okay. Yeah. I'd like to know who took that picture of me, actually.
Okay, Ms. Vedder, do you have any other witnesses present?
No, I do not.
Mr. Smith, did you wish to testify briefly?
Well, yeah, and I would like to present my witnesses that are here because they have to get back to work, if I might.
You may.
First, I'd like to call Mr. Bruce Finley.
Raising your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Go ahead and have a seat in the witness chair. And state your name for the record.
Bruce Finley.
And business address.
P.O. Box 3, Shelton.
Okay, you may ask questions directly to the point, not questions regarding unrelated issues, but questions regarding these specific issues before the court.
How long have you known him, Mr. Finley?
How long have I known you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 20 years, probably. Mm-hmm. Close to that.
Have I done work for you on numerous occasions?
Yes.
Have you ever been aware of my being accused of harassing someone in the past?
Okay, again, I'm going to narrow this down. We're only dealing with the issues of whether or not you harassed this petitioner.
Mr. Finley, if I invited you to participate by posting on a community interest blog on the internet?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the blog?
You're talking about your blog?
I want to talk about the Mason County blog.
Yeah, I've read both yours and the one that, I can't remember, Ms.
The petition.
The petitioner's blog as well.
Okay. What's your profession?
I'm a lawyer.
I believe I asked you to look at that, and you have. And have you looked at it on numerous occasions?
Yes.
Did you see anything there that, in your opinion, your professional opinion, constituted harassment?
No, what I saw was actually on both blogs, mostly politics, and a fair number of disagreements, which is totally common in politics, in political discussions. And it seemed to me that maybe some people were getting their feelings hurt, and that was really about it.
Did you see anything there that looked like an attack on who I was, or what I've been doing, or my position?
It looked like it was pretty much both ways, John.
Okay. Would you characterize the blog as a digital equivalent of a community newspaper, a bulletin board?
Yeah, only probably a little smaller than that. But it's open to the public. It looked to me like both of them were open to the public. I could just get into both of them by typing up the address on my computer. And there were a fair number of people contributing to each one.
Do you have anything to add that you think would be material to this case?
Well, you know, on neither one did I ever see any threats or anything that would cause me concern for anybody's physical or emotional safety. What I saw was people in a disagreement.
Did you see something there that would cause a rational person to be fearful of me?
I saw nothing that would cause a rational person to be fearful of you.
Okay. I don't have any other questions for direct. Ms. Bader might.
Do you have any questions? You may step down. You may call your next witness.
I'd like to call Trish McAllister.
Step forward. Raising your right hand, do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Go ahead and be seated. State your name for the record.
Patricia McAllister.
And your address.
Physical or mailing?
Mailing.
P.O. Box 1711, Shelton.
You may inquire regarding these allegations.
Well, Ms. McAllister, where do you reside physically?
In the Skokomish Valley. 5211.
5211?
5211 Skokomish Valley.
You sure it's not 5291?
5291.
Okay.
Skokomish Valley Road.
Do you know the petitioner?
Vaguely. I met her once and I visit her. I was at home once when she and her family came out and I went to her place one time.
Okay. You stayed at her home?
I was there for a half hour.
Okay. And did she have her children with her when she visited?
The youngest daughter was there.
Did she have her husband with her on any occasions?
I think she said he was working when I...
Okay. Actually, the two of us share that residence.
Yes.
His husband and wife.
Yes.
When... the last time you, I want to call your attention to the large flood that occurred on the 10th of this month, I believe. It was the 12th, Sunday. The water was especially deep. The flooding was especially bad.
Yes, it was.
Okay. But you were able to come home eventually when the floodwaters subsided after a couple of days.
Yes. I think I was out 3 days from
And when you came home, you checked the mail?
Yes.
And did you notice that the mailbox had been vandalized?
Yes, I did.
There's a herd of dairy goats that we maintain on that property, the address you gave, isn't there?
Yes.
And are you aware that recently that two of the animals on different occasions died?
Yes.
Did you and I both inspect these animals for the cause of their death, if there had been any injuries?
Yes, we did inspect them. Didn't appear to be any physical injuries.
No injuries. Okay. Did you eventually reach a reasoned suspicion that the petitioner might be responsible for the vandalism, given opportunity, proximity, and motive?
Possibly. I agree that it's possible.
Okay. Do you believe I've been harassing this woman?
I wouldn't call it harassing. I would say that you spend a lot of energy on the emails and the issue.
Well, you know, certain whether they were emails or blog posts.
No, I'm not. I'm semi-computer illiterate.
Well, okay. Do you have something you think is material to this issue here to add? The court can't know what's going on. All they can do is analyze and weigh the evidence and testimony. Is there something that you feel is material and important that the court should know about this to reach the truth in this
not
matter?
Not about the harassment issue. I know that you are very persistent when you start a project and you see it through to the nth degree, and I suspect that was your behavior mode with this difference between you and Shawnee.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any further questions at this time, but I would like to reserve redirect if there's cross examination.
Do you have any questions for this witness? You may step down. Any further witnesses?
Myself.
If you'll stand and raise your right
hand. And then I may ask her to testify on the record.
If you'll stand and raise your right hand.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Go ahead and be seated.
Okay.
State your name for the record.
My name's John Smith.
And your address?
I'm at 5291 Skokomish Valley Road in Shelton, Washington, 98584.
And go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to give a quick synopsis of what the history of this has been. Ms. Vader and I both are photographers or reporters at large. We attend community events. I recognize that she was a gifted photographer. And also when she's rational or reasonable, she's got critical thinking ability. But I don't believe that that's what's taking place now. About May of this year, we at GOF attended a meeting at the Shelton City Hall. We got to know each other better. She invited me to participate on a blog she was running, and in the process, I concluded that I wanted the kind of editorial freedom that I'd have by just conducting my own blog, especially after I was removed one of my articles where I posted criticism of Brenda, or Ms. Hershey, I'm trying to think of her first name there. I think it was Brenda Hershey. She was running for county commissioner. I took exception to that because I'm very fond of the constitutional guarantees, especially those embodied in the First Amendment. And so I told Ms. Bader that if she was going to censor me, I'd post it on my own blog and I would state that I'd been censored, which I did. Ultimately, I requested that all of the material and articles that I had authored or written be removed from her blog, that she no longer had my permission to keep them there. And she removed some, but she refused to remove the others. This went back and forth for a while, and at some point there, she challenged me with respect to the fair use of two photographs. One involving Steve Bloomfield, who had attacked Commissioner Miles at a meeting regarding his service record. And this had been posted by Shawnee publicly, and she objected to my use of it. I believe that was fair use, but that's not why we're here, other than just that's the background of this. The other one was the a picture from the an elevated point on Highway 3 overlooking the Simpson facility in the harbor. Again, that was used in a news context, an educational context, benefit the community. Shawnee objected to that. I'm going to submit a number of things here, but I'd like the court to pay special attention to some of these exhibits that demonstrate the kind of events that we both participate in exercising our civic privileges, duties, responsibilities, and First Amendment rights. RCW 1014.190 specifically says that it's not to be used to attenuate or curtail people's constitutional and First Amendment rights. That's exactly what's going on here. There is no real threat other than...
Well, let's cut to the chase. Why did you put flowers at her place if she asked you not to come to her place?
Because I felt that a rational person might be angry, as Ms. Bader obviously is, but that she'd get over it. And that was just an overture, as was the invitation to dinner, to just relax and, you know, maybe we could be friends again. It's not that I dislike Ms. Bader.
Did you include a note or anything to that effect so that she...
No, I just left. I bought them at the florists and I left them there. I didn't enter her gate yard, her gated. I knew she had cameras there. I wasn't hiding. I mean, she showed me all of the. She's got a number of cameras, game cameras. I believe Your Honor also may employ one on your property, but she's got several. I knew they were there. It's not like I was sneaking around stalking her. But I'm going to show you these exhibits. And also, I'd like to...
What was the rationale for posting information, if you posted it, if you didn't post it, tell me you didn't post it, about her mental health issues from 98 or from 88 or whatever it was?
Your Honor, I'm certain this woman killed my goats and vandalized my mailbox. Not making this up. I don't know of anybody else that would do anything like that.
What was the purpose of posting the information regarding her mental health on a blog site regarding a Dodge and clean air and
Because this woman has attacked me on the internet in the same forums that she's objecting, you know, that I use. I mean, it's like if she's coming to the court for equity, there's a rule that she's supposed to have come with clean hands. She doesn't have clean hands. And and I became fearful after learning of this woman's, what I believe her mental condition is by her own writing, that, you know, where her health provider won't even let her see her own doctors because they're concerned about their safety.
And for verification, did you obtain that through legitimate means on the Internet?
Yes, I want to address that. That's very
just
important.
Quickly.
Yes, you know, she calls this cyber-stalking. The truth of the matter is, it's like there's all these newspapers. Some of them are really old newspapers. But if I go and look through newspapers and find articles about her, that's not cyber-stalking. That's simply me looking at information that's out there that's been published that's available to the public. None of this was stolen. Her privacy wasn't invaded. If I post something on the Internet never forgets. And yes, I am concerned about how far she's willing to go, because I'm the one that's been threatened, and RCW 10.14 also speaks to the issue of who initiated the communication. If you look at what's been submitted there, it's clear that she has initiated much of this communication. If I may approach the bench with these exhibits, please.
You may. And while those are being marked, if you could refer to exhibits 4, 5, 6, and 7 and tell the court what they are, just so that that's...
Well, yes.
They're the ones that are up here.
Would you like me to do that first?
Mike, quick, can mark those while you're telling me quickly about 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
So you see I have a huge calendar starting 3 minutes
okay.
ago. And
this one marked the clerk's exhibit 4, which I have a little bit listed
yeah,
as
12. Yeah, just refer to the clerk's number for clarity.
That shows Shawnee taking a picture of me. There was nobody standing next to me. If she doesn't remember, then maybe there are other things she doesn't remember either. But that was an attempt to demonstrate to the court that this woman is not a shy victim. This is a strong woman who goes hiking in the mountains on her own. She's very self-sufficient. And frankly, she did try to push me off the sidewalk. That doesn't sound like a woman that's afraid of me, if she's going to come up and push me. These are simply photos taken by her and posted on the Internet.
Okay, you obtained these off the Internet.
That's right.
And that's exhibit number 8.
And that's exactly. And I'm not stalking her. I'm looking at what she has published. For the world to see.
And you're also referring to Exhibit 6?
And the rest of these.
5 and 7.
And these are
ones that she posted that were available for public viewing.
Right.
That's where you obtained these.
Yeah. And I do have something on direct that I need to ask her. But
well, it may not be necessary.
I'm sorry?
It may not be necessary.
Well, let me put it this way. I'll address the court. This woman is no stranger to these kinds of proceedings. I can tell you this. That when we were getting along, she referenced an incident where she was photographing at night the Simpson facilities here downtown, Shelton. One of the Simpson guards approached her because it was late at night.
Okay, and that's not relevant. I read your documents. I read what you've included.
Okay, the reference to that?
And that's really not relevant as to whether or not
it's also not true.
She's presented evidence of your stalking.
Well, it...
Now, Exhibit 9 through 19, who are these photographs by?
Are they all by
the same person or by different people?
These are photos taken by Shawnee. This is a picture of her daughter, Annis, a little six-year-old girl. These are people that are opposed to Dodge. These are all things put on the Internet. That are of community interest and of interest to me, and they show...
Now, do you have to break into somebody's secret site to get them, or were they in public?
Well, no, all of this is... No, there's been no breaking and entering.
So if anybody wanted to look up...
You could look them up, too. This is a picture of me at one of the hearings, their presentations down at City Hall. Okay? I mean, I'm protesting there.
No, that's Exhibit 17.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. This is her older daughter, Millie. Okay. So we're all participating in these civic events. Shawnee gets really wound up and angry, and I think it's not reasonable for her to expect the court to slap me around so that she can control what I do on an internet publication. And it's pretty blatant if you look at these comments. I'd like to go over what she submitted.
It's not necessary to spend a lot of time on that.
All right.
I've read it completely. I'm familiar with what each of you have presented.
Well, in summation, what I'd really like to say is I'm aware that even if I didn't intend to harass somebody, which she alleges and I deny, that I could still be held liable if my actions inspired fear or panic, whatever. But it's got to go to something that a reasonable, rational person would be afraid of. Not somebody who is got issues about their judgment and their perceptions and paranoia. I can't be held reasonably accountable for someone who's thinking I can't grasp or relate to because I'm not a doctor. I don't know all the details of her condition. I just know that she's got one. And that, I think, has a bearing on why we're here. I live 25 miles from her. I'm not following her around. I don't have any romantic interest in this woman. I mean, this woman's a nice woman. She's a mother with two wonderful kids. Her husband, I've met him. He's a great guy. You get this kind of...
Okay, you're really going on and rambling. So let's inquire, do you, Ms. Vedder, have any questions for Mr. Smith?
Yeah.
Ms. Vedder, do you have any final summation, final words?
I just would like to, how was his posting this stuff about me from way back in the 90s supposed to help me? How was leaving flowers on my gate with no note? I mean, that's just weird. And then the repeatedly emailing me after I have asked him not to, and it's in there in one of the things I submitted where I wrote to him, don't send me any more email. And he also included in there where I said, you're causing me and my family extreme distress. Please leave me alone. And yet he's continued to send me emails.
Okay, and that was part of a group mailing, not...
No, these were personal emails as well.
Okay.
Yeah, he sent me six personal emails.
Do you have any of those
yesterday
here?
No, I didn't bring them with me.
Okay.
I have them, Your Honor. And I'd be happy to furnish the court with them. In fact, the court should see them.
And then unwanted phone calls, trespassing on my property, and defamation of my character.
Now, Pam, the trespassing, you're talking about one incident where he did not go into the gated portion of the property and he left flowers.
He attempted to, and it was locked, so he couldn't. Uh-huh. So then he went back to his truck and got the flowers and put them in the gate.
Ms. Vedder and Mr. Smith, there's appropriate ways to use the Internet. The Internet can be a strong tool or it can be a dangerous weapon. The pen is mightier than the sword. The Internet is now mightier than the sword. No, absolutely not. I read everything you've written. I don't need to another hour on this. So,
the email she's referring to.
Mr. Smith. Now, while I find it repugnant and repulsive, when you're discussing issues regarding a power plant and ecology, to refer to someone else's mental health and degrade their views because of their mental health, that's repugnant. However, Mr. Smith, you used documents that you put out on the Internet back in the 80s. You put yourself in the public forefront with your blogs. Mr. Smith puts himself in the public forefront with these blogs. There's a lot of proper use and there's a lot of misuse, but whether or not this comes down to anti-harassment, the plaintiff has not met its burden of proof. Now, Mr. Smith is on notice that the plaintiff doesn't want any further contact. If Mr. Smith engages in further contact, then perhaps the court can reconsider a new filing. I would encourage you to remove her name from group mailings. There's no need for you to include her with group mailings. She doesn't want contact. You're on notice she doesn't want contact. And a reasonable person, mental health issues aside, would be offended if they kept getting junk that they didn't want when they put somebody on notice they didn't want it. And you would know that it would be harassment to her at this stage. So remove her from your email list.
I appreciate your Honor's consideration. I really have to enter one thing into the record. These six emails that she talks of were notices for her convenience of what I was going to be submitting to the court. And yet she characterizes it as harassment. This is typical of the kind of mischaracterization that she engages
in. Well, I am finding that she has not proven harassment. She did not prove her case. However, I'm putting you on notice that if you engage in further communication with her, knowing that she does not want contact unless she invites it, and I find that these blogs are going back and forth and these messages are going back and forth, and it's not just one side of Mr. Smith contacting Ms. Vedder. It's going back and forth. But from here on out, unless Ms. Vedder invites further contact, you'll notice she doesn't want contact, and further contact would be viewed as harassment. Does that make sense to you?
Not a problem. I'd just like it to be a two-edged sword. I'd like Ms. Vedder not to contact me either, and she does. And she uses aliases.
I have not contacted him in months.
Okay. And, of course, it certainly goes both ways.
And I would like, can you also put him on notice, I don't want him posting my name, address, and phone number on his blog.
But court cannot limit that which is public record and you've made public.
I didn't post my name, address, and phone number. He looked it up.
Would the court require me to file a separate cause number for protecting or trying to protect my property and animals? Or would it be a moot point?
Yeah, pure speculation as to whether or not she had anything to do with the death of your animals. Obviously, if you have concrete evidence, that's a different thing. But
it's the police
pure,
are investigating it.
It's, at this point, pure speculation.
It's harassment.
And you're both on notice that neither one of you want contact with the other. Mm-hmm. This is not a court order. I've just indicated that you're both on notice that neither person wants contact with the other. If there's future acts that are uninvited, that fall within the legal definition of RCW 10.14.040 and company, 020 definitions, then, of course, new petitions may be filed.
Would it be possible for me to get a no contact order then?
You may wish to consult an attorney. This no contact order is denied. If you'll step forward, review, and sign.
Is there anything you'd like me to sign, Your Honor?
Yes. After she's done reviewing. Okay, Mr. Smith, if you'll step forward, review and sign, and then we'll have a copy for each of you.
Thank you. Is there a copy for me, or do I need to...
We'll be making a copy.
Okay. I'm going to have to put my glasses on.
Can I leave then?
We'll be making a copy in just a few moments.
So I stay here then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd sign this respondent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll have copies for each of you in a few moments. Okay, is Barbara Mackey present? Okay, Clint Hapgood and Shiloh Wood, please step forward. And we're making your copies real quick, so you might as well stay up.